answer you to, he'll see you through. God is just a prayer away. Meet him each hour, night or day.
Gentlemen, Ed Bozeman, Lynchburg, Ohio, and the God is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast. It is written, all the churches of Christ salute you. It is written, every scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be complete, completely furnished unto every good work. It is written, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It is written, thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is written, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet. I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven, and the first voice I heard as of a trumpet. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice as of a trumpet. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And he shall send forth his angels with a great sound of the trumpet. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over, and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this gospel message. When the trumpet shall sound. There is an old spiritual song that tells us, steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. I ain't got long to stay here. My Lord calls me. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. The sound of the trumpet has always had a certain sound of urgency. The well-known gospel song says, "He has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the souls of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching, 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 marching on." There is something within all human beings that longs for something beyond this life. Call it what you will, the trumpet sounds within my soul. The Apostle John must have heard the sound of the trumpet within his soul in the first chapter of Revelation when he said, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, What thou seest, write in a book, and send to the seven churches." John was told to write what he heard in a book. That book, the last in the New Testament, is the book of Revelation, because it was a revelation from Jesus Christ. But the same thing is true for what all the other apostles wrote. Jesus told the 11 apostles before he went to the cross in John 14:26, "But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you." Jesus did not trust the memory of the apostles to record his life on earth and his teaching, so he sent the Holy Spirit to prod their memory. When we read the New Testament, we are reading the exact message Jesus wants us to have. The whole New Testament is a revelation of God, and God, through his providence, has seen to it that we have his revealed word today. That book was written, is the Bible, and the Bible alone, there is none other. Paul tells us in Galatians, when he makes that dogmatic statement in the first chapter, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be anathema. As we have said before, so say we now again. If any man preach unto you any other gospel than that which we have preached, let him be anathema." Paul made that dogmatic statement twice, and then he explained why he said it three verses later, when he said, "For I make known unto you, brethren, as touching the gospel which was preached by me, that it is not after man, neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through revelation of Jesus Christ." And then a further instruction from Paul is found in 2 Timothy 3:16, after he told Timothy that the sacred writings were able to make him wise unto salvation, he said, "Every scripture inspired of God is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God might be complete, furnished completely unto every good work." However, after the churches in the 21st century have received the revelation that God, through his grace and providence, has given unto us, an unusual thing has happened. Most of the members of the churches who have received the book God gave have never read it to any great degree. It is almost entirely, if not altogether, ignored. There is nothing in the book God gave them that is of any interest to them. The trumpet of the Word of God has been muted for the many, and no longer can they hear the trumpet sound within their souls. Then there is the sound of the trumpet in Revelation 4. "After these things I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven, And the first voice that I heard, a voice as of a trumpet, speaking with me, saying, Come up hither, then I will show thee the things that shall come to pass hereafter. Straightway, he said, I was in the Spirit. John said, The voice of the trumpet spake unto me. It was a personal message. The message of the Word of God is always a personal message to you from heaven. The message of the cross and the resurrection is God's word to you, not somebody else. God has a lot to say to you. Now, when John received that personal message, he said he was in the Spirit. That may be the real reason why many in the church do not read the Bible. The reason they don't want to and have no interest is because they are not in the Spirit. Those who are spiritual will not be able to refrain from spending time with the Word of God. Perhaps I should not say they are not spiritual, because they do listen to the preacher, don't they? And have a second-hand knowledge of the message from heaven. Someone asked a lady one time what she believed, and she said, I believe what my preacher believes. Well, they said, what does your preacher believe? She said, my preacher believes what I believe. Then they asked her, well, what do you and your preacher believe? And she said, we both believe the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, are you satisfied with a hand-me-down religion? Is it possible that such a person could ever hear the trumpet sound within their souls? Then the prophet Amos asked this question in the third chapter. He said, Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? This was the sound of the trumpet that signified danger. New York City is the place where the city in America is defined. The sound of the trumpet was heard in New York on 9/11. All America heard the sound of the trumpet in the city and was afraid. The trumpet sounded within the soul of every American. We knew on that day we were not as safe as we thought. We knew then that what happened there could happen anywhere and anytime. Many lost their jobs. Thousands were killed. People who had not thought of God before were aware of their need. I saw a sign on one place of business that said, Lord, get us through this. The economy suffered. Several asked me how much it affected the support of this ministry. They expected me to say, we are having a hard time of it. 9/11 had the opposite effect. Many supported this ministry as never before. There was a spurt in the giving to keep this broadcast on the air. It seemed they realized their need for the gospel message. Things were so good, we took on 2 new radio stations. People were thinking about God as never before. The trumpet had sounded within their souls. And then, in about 6 months, the extra giving stopped, and we dropped one of those new radio stations. It was back to business as usual. For one brief, shining moment, it looked like a time of national repentance, and then it was all over. The sound of the trumpet had faded away. However, the trumpet still announced danger ahead, and it is still heard by the individual every time we face our own mortality. The death of a loved one, the doctor says, you have a terminal cancer, you need a bypass operation, an automobile or plane wreck, We hear it many times in times of danger. And the trumpet sounds within our soul. Then Paul tells us about the trumpet call of victory in 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. He's speaking of the Christian here. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over sin and death. And as Christians, we sing victorious songs about heaven. And yet, no one seems to be in a hurry to get there. I asked a lady one time if she was ready to go to heaven. She said yes, but I'm in no hurry to go. The reason none of us wants to die is because death has a sting to it. What is the sting? Do we not realize we shall be with the Lord and live in bliss for all of eternity? While that is true, we still don't want to die because of the sting. Paul says the sting of death is sin. We know we have sinned. We know we have broken the law of God. Even when you look upon the face of the most sainted corpse you ever saw, you can see the marks of sin. But for the Christian, there is victory. When we hear the trumpet sound at the Lord's return, this vile body will be changed. And as John says, we shall see him as he is, and we shall be made like him. Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The prospect of that eternal body is that in that eternal home makes the trumpet sound within our souls. What an urgent sound the trumpet has in Isaiah 58. Listen to the strident tones of the prophet Isaiah when he declares, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins." We seldom hear a sermon today that has the sound of that trumpet. That trumpet has been muted. And as Paul said to the Corinthians, if the trumpet has an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for war? Evidently, Paul thought there was a war going on, a battle for the souls of men. Hear him as he says, "Put on the whole armor of God. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the life eternal." And again, he said, "The weapons of our warfare are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of every high thing and imagination that is exalted against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought and imagination into captivity under the Lord Jesus Christ." The church is a battleground and not a playground. We have not been called to a frolic, we have been called to a fight. We have not been called to a parade, we've been called to a pilgrimage. We have not been called to a circus, we've been called to a crusade. Lift up your voice as a trumpet. Some mute the sound of that trumpet because it has a negative effect. It makes people feel depressed. As one preacher said, it makes people feel worse when they leave the services than when they came in. So sin has been bleeped out of the pulpit message. The pulpit needs to lift up its voice and cry aloud regarding national sins. Cry aloud regarding abortion. Cry aloud regarding sexual perversion. Cry aloud regarding people living together without marriage. These areas fall within the teaching of Jesus when he said in Luke 16, people sometimes justify themselves in the sight of men. And then he said, that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The gentle Jesus himself, the good shepherd, underscores the need of the trumpet in the pulpit today when he said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. After he said it, he repeated it again. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The sound of the trumpet is no longer heard in the souls of men who are stone deaf and cannot hear the sound of the trumpet within their depraved souls. In Ezekiel 33, the sixth verse, the prophet has a warning about the sound of the trumpet that needs to be emphasized by every preacher of the word when he says, but if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword take any person away from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, and his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Then there is the blowing of the trumpet in Zion. In the second chapter of Joel, the prophet said, blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound ye an alarm in my holy mountain, and let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. The sound of that trumpet finds greater fulfillment for another solemn assembly 800 years later on Mount Zion on the day of Pentecost. Peter referred to this prophecy of Joel on that day in the second chapter of Acts, when he declared, this is that which hath been prophesied by the prophet Joel. He outlined the story of the trial, the judgment of Jesus, then his sufferings on the cross, as he fulfilled the purpose of his coming to give his life a ransom for many. He told of the resurrection on the third day to heaven, and the giving of the great commission to preach the gospel to every creature. There is no place today where the gospel trumpet has a more uncertain sound than here. When the thousands heard what they had done, they were pricked in their hearts and cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, that statement of Peter has been in the second chapter of Acts for the last 2,000 years. And it will be there until that day when another trumpet sounds to call us home. So last of all, it will be the sound of the trumpet calling us home. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are left alive unto his coming shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then another statement by the Lord himself when he said regarding his return in Matthew 24, when he declared, he shall send forth his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. It is well for the Christian to remember, on that great getting up morning, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And I think, as Christians, if we listen carefully, there may be times when, in anticipation of that glorious day, the Christian may say, I can hear the trumpet sound within my soul. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to another God Is Just Prayer Away radio broadcast, brought to you each week at the same time by Churches of Christ and Christian churches who are concerned about your soul salvation. The address, Ed Bousman, B-O-U-S-M-A-N, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio, 45142. Only as you reach back to us with your letters of support can we reach out to you with the gospel as it was preached in the days of the apostles. The address again, Ed Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio, 45142. Check out our website, edbousman.org. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition, and don't forget to tell somebody, somehow and in some way, that God is just prayer away.
For God is just a prayer. Thank you.